Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And today we're on with Mr. John Groth, a great guy doing some great things. And I'm honored to have him on the Success Chronicles. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I agree that this is a great opportunity to talk to you and learn from you. And hopefully we can share some information and help others succeed.
I love it. That's what it's all about. Living, learning, and growing together.
Correct. I agree.
Yes, sir. Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind, I know off air we talked a little bit about your journey, your story. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about that journey with the audience so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Sure. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm an attorney in Wisconsin. So what that means is I help people who have been really injured because of other people's negligence. That's what I do. That's what I've been trained to do for the past 22 years. I was born and raised in Milwaukee, and I have been helping people across the state for now over two decades. I also help people with real estate and things like that in like commercial settings. But mostly I work on my business and help people in the business do the best they can in their, I guess, in their specific tasks. So that's what we do in general. We're a law firm that helps injured people, but my role has really moved into CEO of a law firm and helping the law firm grow.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Boy. Well, besides having kids and being married for 20 plus years, I guess those are the assumed. That's a given, I'll say. Professionally, it's different. I guess professionally, I would say, being a lawyer, one of the things that you strive for is trying to argue in front of the most important people or for the most important ideas and the most important things. And in our world, that's the Supreme Court. In Wisconsin, it's the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So I think that's one of the things that I'm proud of is that I was able to argue in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court twice. That, it takes a lot out of you. I had a lot of days where it taught me hard work. It taught me getting up at 4 a.m. to get to the coffee shop when the coffee shop opened. So I could then work until work started at 8 and then go to work and then do the rest of my stuff and then have dinner and go back to the coffee shop or go somewhere else to a library to work on that one case until I went to bed and do it over the next day. So that was significant. That was months of my life getting ready for that argument. So that was pretty cool accomplishment. The second thing is having the guts, I'll say, to have young kids and leave my steady job and start a business, start this law firm. So that's number two. And that was a big deal. And having the support of my wife and family to do that was huge. And then the third thing probably is then growing this baby of ours and growing it from just me in our basement with our dog running overhead and our baby and kid running back and forth and trying to pretend like that wasn't bothering me while I was talking to clients and talking to people. And going from that to now, we're in three locations in the Milwaukee area. We have two buildings. We have 30 some staff, and we help people in one of our divisions internationally. We have clients who are in Europe, clients who are all over the world. So those are important things in my life. I guess those three things are taught me hard work, taught me bravery, and then resilience, really.
I love that. Hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you talk about the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Definition of success is doing what you want and being personally happy with your decision. So if you want to go and you want to be, I guess, anything, be ambulance driver to a CEO of business, to a lawyer, to a doctor, to somebody who mows lawns for a living, whatever that is, that's fantastic. As long as you're happy with your decision and you are okay with what that means for you. You know, you may not have the same car doing all those things, but maybe cars don't matter. So as long as you're happy with that decision, that's what success is.
I love that. What do you think it takes to achieve that type of success?
Getting up at 4 a.m. and making sure you never discredit hard work. I think that's the thing. I think just being able to use all those cliches, but nose to the grindstone or whatever you want to say, that you have the ability to, well, like this, we're doing this at night. You know, we could be doing something else. We could be going somewhere else, but you and I are here talking because mm-hmm. this is important for our lives, to help share information, to help be a lifelong learner and grow. I think those are things that are going to help you succeed. I mean, I'm not as young as I used to be, but still every single day I'm reading the paper. This weekend, I was walking my dogs and listening to podcasts about ChatGPT was something that I was learning about. You know, it's interesting things. As long as you're continuing to learn and continuing to try to be a better person, as long as you try, I think that's the right road to success.
I love it. You know, I think the word that comes up for me as I hear you say that is effort.
Yeah.
You know, and I rock with effort all day long. If you're giving effort, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
or you will be okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, just building up that potential, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you may have that energy inside you that may not release to success today, but as long as you keep on building it up, you're going to get there at some point. You just can't give up.
That's it. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love with all of the amazing things you have going on.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it's easy to remember. It's growthlawfirm.com is our website. You know, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on all that kind of stuff where it's just Growth Law, G-R-O-T-H. I have a podcast called Growth Gets It. You can listen to that if you want to listen to stuff that relates to Wisconsin and Wisconsin injury law things. But I appreciate a lot. You know, we can, you know, you can text us at 414-999-0000 or call us. That's a textable line. It's pretty easy to remember, the 414-999-0000. And that's about all. I appreciate the time and certainly being able to share our story and hopefully inspire somebody out there to achieve their own success.
Yes, sir. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time, and I wish you continued success.
You too. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.